I think we're up to the Gemara in Haman base. Is that where we left off? Yeah. So let me introduce this. And again, we'll try not to end too late. Did everybody daven here already?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So we can go through the davening part. Oh. Oh. Thank you.
This small print also. Sorry.
That's okay. Here we go. Small print is not. Okay. So the Gemara here, let's start with the Gemara here on Heyamud. Last time we did Heyamud Aleph, and we talked about, let's let me have a little Yom Ha'atzmaut Mashke, right? The possibilities are endless. What? Oh, well, there you go.
Yellow cap.
No, it's not a coincidence that Yom Ha'atzmaut comes right after Pesach. Okay, so we're here on Heyamud Beis, because we did Heyamud Aleph in the beginning of Heyamud Beis. So now let's discuss the following issue. The Gemara here with the two dots says Tan Rabbanan, Ketzad BeKesef. What is the situation regarding Kiddushei Kesef? Gemara says Nasan LaKesef, Oshava Kesef. The husband hands over to the wife, typically Kesef or Shava Kesef, the value. V'Amar Lo, and he says to her, Hareat Mekudeshesli. Or harat muresesli, or harat lila intu. Intu means isha, right? If you listen to the ksuva, I think we discussed this maybe, right? Heba lila intu, right? Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Harezu mekudeshes, that's kiddush. Habal hisha nasna v'amra. He, but if it's she who does both of these, in other words, she takes the initiative on the amira and the nasina, or the nasina and the amira, I should say. Hareini mekudesh eslach. And it's interesting because even though she is taking the initiative, the nusach of the kiddushin still does reflect that she is the passive party. In other words, that he's the one who's doing the action, but she takes the initiative in order to declare that. That's an interesting phenomenon. Right? She does the nesina and the amira, but the amira reflects that she is mekudeshes to him. Or hareini mu'reses lach, hareini lach, or lecha rather le'intu, eina mekudeshes. Okay. Maskif la Rapapa. So Rapapa then zeroes in and says, tamid nasan huva amar hu, wa nasan huva amrahi, eina mekudeshes. Sounds like if you look at zero on the ratio, it has to be very specific. Nasan hu, amar hu. Any deviation that implies some sort of initiative on her part, right, would be prohibited, including if that were just the amira. So if it was nasan hu, the amrahi, it sounds like that would be disqualified. But ema seifa, aval hisha nasna lo, the amrahi, lo have a kiddushin. The seifa says that if she does everything, the kiddushin is not chal, implying tavan anasan hivi amrahi hanasan huva amrahi, that if it was a combination, or if at least it was this combination, nasan huva amrahi, that that would be acceptable. Have a kiddushin. So the Gemara says, well, reisha dafka seifa kli nazba. First answer the Gemara says in Achanami, the real diuk to be made is in the reisha. The seifa is agav the reisha, but in other words, if he doesn't do everything, then the kiddushin is not chal, meaning his initiative, both in amira and in nesina, is crucial. Vahani seifa. Now, so the Gemara says, "Vatani seifa milsa distira leleresha." It's one thing to say that the language is, you know, superfluous. Let's say you don't need it; it's unnecessary, redundant. But it clearly implies, right, that this middle case is acceptable. It clearly implies that the only problem is if she is involved in both components. So it doesn't make sense to say, we don't mean it. It's just, you know, filling out the picture, if it's inaccurately filling out the picture, right? Ella hachikamar. Nasan hu va'amar hu, pshita dahave kiddushin. Nasan hu va'amrahi, nasas kimi shenasnahi va'amrahi. The law of a kiddushin. Okay, those are the two extremes, right? So the first, but what we're being told is that really everything requires to be done mitzido, and we don't mean that the case of nasnahi v'amrahi is a psul. We mean that anything less than nasan hu va'amar hu is tantamount to nasnahi va'amra hi. That's the first view of the Gemara. That's not the view that we accept la halacha, but that's the first view of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Ibai seima nasan hu va'amar hu mekudeshes. Nasnahi va'amra hi eni mekudeshes. Nasan hu va'amra hi steka hi v'chayshin medraban. So the Gemara's final conclusion is, you're right. There's a clear-cut good case, a clear-cut unacceptable case, and there's a middle case, nasan hu va'amrahi, and that, about that we say, safek hu v'chayshinan midrabanan. Now this phrase, safek hu v'chayshinan midrabanan, is very intriguing, very problematic. Why? Because typically the word safek, right, refers to a steka daraisa, talking about kiddushin, which is a daraisa institution, and typically a safek daraisa is l'chumra. So you should be machmir. We wouldn't call that chayshinan midrabanan. We should say chayshinan midaraisa, or machmir midaraisa. So this phrase safek uva chayshinan midrabanan is very problematic. Just to outline some of the issues very quickly, we'll start with this one. You should just be aware that the there are two other girsos. One is the girso of the Rif, and the other is the girso of the Rambam. The Rambam, if we have for a moment, it's a parag. Here we go. Thank you. Parag Gimel. I think halacha beis. We'll see in a moment. So the Rambam says, "Ketzad ha'isha miskadeshes." It's exactly our brisa, right? Im bekesef hu. And then he goes on, "Mikadesh ein pakos mipruta." Oshava pruta omel harayat mekudeshes harayat mureses harayat li leisha bazeh. The into of the Gemara turned into an isha in the, you know, Hebrew rendition of the Rambam, right? It wasn't Yom HaTzimot when he wrote it, but you know the nod to the Hebrew language is unmistakable. Benosala b'fneidim, right? Va'ish husha omer hadvarim shemashman shakona osalo leisha v'husha yitin la ketsa. So the Rambam makes it perfectly clear that he, no snow, la bifnei edim, he gives her in the presence of witnesses. Va'ish hu sha'omer dvarim, shemashman shakono salo leisha, the language should make clear that not only should he be the one formulating the kedushin, but the formulation should reflect accurately that he is the kone. Before we had in the Gemara, her formulation accurately reflected that she was the niknes, but nonetheless, the problem is, as we'll see in a moment, the fact that she articulated it, right? But we're just being told, don't think just because he's articulating it that it doesn't matter what he says. Let's say he said, I'm going to be your husband, right? Or I hereby apply for the, you know, for the position of your husband, okay? You know, cued on a billboard, but as the Gemara will say, that Hareini Ishech is not a proper lasha. So not only does he have to do the Nesina and do the Amira quite obviously has to reflect, you know, the nature of the Kenyan, the relationship between them in terms of activity and passivity, initiative and response, and so on and so forth. Fine. Then, in Halacha Beis, the Rambam continues, Nasnahi v'amra lo Hareini Mikudeshes lach, right? She does both. She gives the keseth, and she also says, again, even though she says the accurate formulation, Hareini Mikudeshes, right? Lacha. Hareini Mureses lacha. Hareini lacha liisha. Obchaloshon hakna'a. Eina Mikudeshes. Okay, that's Nasnahi v'amrahi, which is not Mikudeshes. Then the Rambam adds something which does not appear in our Gemara at all, and we're going to discuss that in a few minutes, and that is V'cheinim Nasnahi lo v'amar hu eina Mikudeshes. The Gemara never talked about that case. Gemara has Nasnahi v'amar hu, good. Nasnahi v'amrahi, no good. And then the second day in the Gemara says, or the whole discussion in the Gemara revolves around the middle case, Nasnahu v'amrahi. First the Gemara thought, for sure no good. Now the Gemara is saying, on our girsa, safeku v'chayshinim midrabanan. What happened to nasnahi v'amarhu? Right? So that's number one. We'll see in a moment that like the Rambam, the Rif takes a very clear stance that nasnahi v'amarhu is no good. for sure no good. But the Bali Tosis, I'll just bring it in now and then I'll get back to the other point in the Rambam. The Bali Tosis asks this question and they give a more complicated answer. Look at the Tosis here. Ho nasan huva amrahi. You see the one with the aleph, with the gra? Ho nasan huva amrahi. Ma shelo hizkir klal nasnahi va amarhu. How come the... why don't we have the other middle case of nasnahi va amarhu? Says Tosis. Again, the Rif and the Rambam say it doesn't work. They say, mishum delo psikale, because it's not an absolute, there's no absolute answer to that question. Okay? De pa'amim mekudeshes ba'adam chashuv, k'da amar l'kamon. Because if it's an adam chashuv, the kiddusha will be chal. What does that mean? We'll get to it in one more second. First, I just want to get the Suffolk part on the record, and then I'll get back to this part. Maybe we'll talk about that next. If you look at the Gra, Os Aleph, he says, Nira Be'enai, the Os Aleph of the Gra, always worth looking at. Nira Be'enai, Harif, Baharambam, Vaharajba, Choke Malze. So the Rif and the Rambam argue. The Rajba also argues. The Rajba explains why he thinks they all argue. And his explanation is an excellent, such an excellent explanation that it leaves you wondering what the Bali Tosis really had in mind. So I'll get back to that in just a second. But before we do, let me finish with the Rambam. So the Rambam, we're in the middle of Halakha Beis, where he said, V'cheinim nasnahi v'amar hu eina mekudeshes. But then he says, Nasan hu v'amrahi hare zu mekudeshes besafek. That's the case of the Gemara, Nasan hu v'amrahi. Except what did the Rambam do? One more time. Nasan hu v'amrahi hare zu mekudeshes besafek. What did he do? He dropped the words v'chashinim and rabbanan, which is either perfect or ironic. And I'll explain why, what I mean by that in just a second. But before I do, let's turn to the Rif for a minute, to the back of your Gemaras. Okay, next week we'll have a sheet for everybody, but today we really need it. And you know, you just got off a plane like a week ago, right?
Well, yeah.
Or less than a week. That's even more. So we have to have a little rahmanas. I also was a little busy, but your part of the plane was more relevant. Okay. So I think it's Aleph Amud Beis. One second. Yeah. So on the bottom of Aleph Amud Beis in the Rif, you see Tanur Banan Ketsa Bekesef. This is four lines up from the bottom of the page in the Rif Aleph Amud Beis, page 2. Oh, Shava Kesef, Amal Hareat Mekudeshesli, Hareat Mu'uresesli, Hareat Lili Intu, Harezim Mekudeshes. Aval Hishanasna, Lo, V'amr Lo, Hareni Mekudeshes, Hareni Mu'ureses, Hareni Liintu, Eni Mekudeshes. V'cheinim Nasna, He V'amar, Hu, that middle case that's missing, what does he hold? Lo havu kedushin, what the Rambam said. Or really, I should write it the other way. The Rif was before the Rambam and very influential. The Rambam follows the Rif. Then nasan hi v'amru is no good. Then what does he add? Vim nasan hu v'amru hi chayshinan midrabanan utzricha get. What did the Rif do? He also doesn't have or changed. It's hard to know. In a way, it's always more intriguing and more significant if he changed it rather than if he didn't have it, because then it implies a measure of conviction, right? But either way, the Rambam took this phrase Safeku v'chayshinim midrabanan and dropped the chayshinim midrabanan. The Rif dropped the Safeku. All he has is chayshinim midrabanan. So, which makes the Rambam's choice, right, even more, assuming that he saw the Rif and is influenced by the Rif, as he probably is, you know, usually is, usually sees the Rif, and here it sounds like he's just copying partly from the Rif. So the Rambam, what, read the Rif, Chayshinim Rabbanan, right, and decided I'm going to go with the opposite, you know, non-Girsan Argamara. Right? Or did they just really each have the different text in front of them? Maybe, it's maybe. It doesn't matter so much. I'm just saying, it's even more intriguing if it's deliberate. And it's even more intriguing in the Rambam if he's following the Rif noting that the Rav, that the Rif made the change, and then decided, you know what? Good change, but, or good to change, but I'm going to make the opposite change. Very interesting. Now, just to highlight that this is a problem, look at the Ran for a minute. Right? Hi, Lishna. Look at the Ran on Aleph of the base on the bottom of the page. Six lines up from the bottom of the page. V'hai lishna darminan sveikahave v'chashina midrabanan. Right? That's the text in our Gemara. Says the Ran, misapkali tuva. I have a very significant suffik, doubt about this. Dekima the sveika hu habale sveika daraisa. We're talking about Kiddushin. If there's a suffik, it's a suffik, presumably a suffik daraisa. And then, right? The words, Stekahu, the Cheshina, the Drabanan, seem like an oxymoron. Right? Rav Alfasi Kasav, the Lashon Azeb Halacha, Simbasan Huvamrahi Cheshina, the Drabanan, which we can get. But the Kasav Stekahu, the Nirishu Sober, the Chiamrinan Stekahu, Lavdafka, the Medina Pshitalon, the Lohava Kiddushin. Now, when the Rif says fake, when the Rif dropped the sfeika, right, and said chashina midrabanan, sounds like he thinks that this is a drabanan issue. But what does he think is the daraisa? He didn't tell us. So the Ran says probably that's why he says v'nira shu sover. Why v'nira shu sover? Because the Rif, in theory, it's possible to say. If the Rif really means that there's no Safek Daraisa, it's only a Din Drabanan, in which direction is he, does he think? And the Ran says what he thinks is that Minat Torah, the Chiyam Rinan Sveika, he la Dafka, the Medina Pshitalon de Loava Kiddushin, Kivan de Amrahi. Minat Torah, certainly this is no good, like the first day on the Gemara, right? The first before the second Ibai Seima. Its only thing is that Midrabanan, we treat it, right, as a suffix, and therefore we demand a get from the first fellow. Now the question is as follows. What if the first, this took place, right, meaning he was Makadesh, it was Nasan Huv, Amrahi, right? And then the next 10 minutes later, some other suitor came by, I guess a more appropriate one, right? And he was Makadesher. And she accepted. Right? So do you need a get from the first one, or do you need a get from the second one? If you think that the problem is only a drabanan, chashash drabanan, right? So which person do you need a get from midrabanan? So the Ran says, you need a get midrabanan from the first one, because minatori you don't need a get at all. Minat Torah, the first Kiddushin is not Chal, and the second one would be Chal Minat Torah. But you can't let her marry the second fellow until she gets a get from the first one, Chayshina Midrabana. The Shita Lo No De Lami, it wouldn't have helped us, you know, even if we had the, it doesn't appear in the, unless I wrote it out, it's not in the in the program. There's a Sefer called Shita Lo No De Lami on Kiddushin, it's very well known, Sefer. Has some very interesting things. This is one of them. He says, in my opinion, the Rif's view is that Minat Torah, Nasan Huva Amrahi, is certainly Mikudeshes. Right? The problem is, if Ba'acher V'Kidsha, right, do you need a get from the second one? Because the point is that Minat Torah, she's an Eishes Ish. So Minat Torah, so the first one. Therefore, the second one, we can just ignore it.
Right.
And then she can just continue to live with the first fellow, or if she ends up divorcing the first fellow, she can marry a third fellow. I mean, the second has no standing whatsoever, says the Shita Lo De Lami. However, Midrabanan, even though that's the case, even though Midaraisa, the second one, again, according to the Ran, the second Kiddushin is Chal Minat Torah. The first one was not. According to the Shita Lo No De Lami, in the Rif, the first one is Chal Minat Torah and the second one is not. However, says the Shita no Dolomi, that's what the Rif says. Chayshina midarbanan. When that guy, the second guy, is Mekadesher, right? We don't midarbanan, we're not going to ignore it. Okay? So, but the Ran says the other way. Shachachamim mechmir b'davar baso kesafek. Belishna despekahu lefizeh lo asishapir. Then he adds, "Va'rambam kasa v'perakan iskar nasanu va'amri arizim mekudeshes misafek v'lo yiskir v'darbanan klal el safek kiddushin." Interesting. Then the Ran goes on. I'll summarize this in just a second. I'll tell you a little bit more. And says, "V'lefikach ani mistapek b'chol safek kiddushin itzricha get midaraisa olo." Getting back to what he said so far is as follows, right? He's pointed out that Sveika Huvachashina Midrabanan seems to be a strange combination. Right? We already know that the Rif dropped the Sveika for the Chashina Midrabanan. The Ran's view on that is that Minat Torah, this Kiddushin, certainly is no good. And the Drabanan is that we're Choshesh still to require a get from the first fellow. The Shita Leno Dolomi, as we pointed out, it says exactly the opposite in the Rif. Right? The midaraisa, the kiddushin is chal, and midrabanan were choshesh for the kiddushin of the second one to require a get. In other words, according to the Ran, according to the Rif, Umrahi is a psul daraisa. According to the shita the no dilemi, Umrahi is perfectly fine. Minazor. We'll explain why in just a second. Then you have the Rambam, who dropped the Chashina Midrabanan and seems to hold Sveika. The Ran seems happy with that. You know, if you had that Gersa, it's a Safek Daraisa. But then the Ran says, according to the Rif, why isn't it a Safek Daraisa? Or maybe, in general, I think what really bothers him is, maybe we could say Safek V'Chashina Midrabanan. It's a Safek Daraisa, but we're only Choshesh Midrabanan. Is that possible? That's against the rule of Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. So he adds that he's mistapek, listen to this, l'fikachani mistapek b'kol safek kiddushin etzricha get midaraisa lo, the efshir de midaraisa across the board, shari, yishim de'ikal meimar ha'med ishal cheskasa, d'mayishna mikol teku d'mamona d'arminan ha'med mamon al cheskasa, v'skima bo kol g'deil g'dole achronim. In Dine Mamanis, if you have a Safek, what are we saying? So in matters of Kiddushin, if you have a Safek, why not say, Hamed Ishal Cheskasa Shehoisa Pnuya? So even though it seems like Sveik and Daraisa, you should say, L'chumra, here there's a reason, there's a factor, namely her status of Pnuya, her initial status of Pnuya, her status quo ante, right, which, so we're comparing that to Cheskas Mamon. So maybe that's the pshat, Sveikahi, or Sveikahu, right? And since it's HaMeidishal Cheskasa, so Minat Torah, even though it's a Safek Daraisa, we're not going to be Machmir, because Mukminin HaCheskasa, and Midrabanan Chashinan. However, says the Ran, I have a little problem with that because, right. Shafir talked with Tovei, what's he know, since he's still with this idea. Hachanami midina isla lemer hachi, vishetemu terasli nase. Ela, mipnei shechumra de erva, asur drabanan. Umshim hachi amin nacha sveka vachashina midrabanan. Aval, harav alfas kasav vachaman bepirkin, bibayad rav mori. The kelev haratz achareha the sulk of a teku to have a sveik of the rice on the chumma. Sorry, and he said, I just don't understand. Well, sure, this isn't such a terrible question because maybe this isn't Alima the Rif. The Rif doesn't have the gears of sveik of chayshin midrabanan. Maybe the Ran is saying sveik of chayshin midrabanan because of hamid ishal cheskas pnuya. But he's bothered by a gemara later on. The gemara in Chesed Beis says if a dog is running after you. Get this vicious dog, you know, and he's just one step behind you. And you get, then the husband saves you from or the would-be husband saves you from this vicious dog, right? He's your hero. So, is there enough hana there? It's a gemara later on. Just look at it for 1 second. Here. Gemara in Chesamid Beis. Boi Rav Mari. This is 3-5 lines up from the bottom of the page. Okay? Boi Rav Mari. Kelev Ratz Achareha. Right? The dog running after her. Mau. What's the halacha? Mau ana de kamatzla nafsha minei gomru makanyala nafsha. Right? Does do we say, oh, you know, he saved her. You know, she's so appreciative that, you know, she has hana from that, and come with the hana, there's kiddushin. Odilma matsu amra le midaraisa chiyuvim mechayvas latzulam. Right? You know, hero, you're just doing your job. Or your job is to be a hero. What does that have to do with me marrying you? Right? Interesting. Teku. So the riff on that teku, this is not a question of the Gemara. That's why I say it's interesting. You might say, you might have said the riff later on this Gemara says sapeku, and therefore you have to be machmir. So the Ran says, what do you see? That sapek ishus is l'chumra. That's against what he's trying to say now. But what you might easily say is, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Rif says that. The Rif says here, right, Chashina Midrabana. So maybe the Rif holds that a Safek Doraisa and Ishus is L'chobra, right? But the Mandamar, who has the Girsa, Sveko of Chashina Midrabana, disagrees. And maybe they're actually saying the Caliph case is different too. The Ksos has a different, or the Amna Miluim has a different answer, which I'll get back to. The point I'm trying to make here, though, is that this Gemara, Nasan Huva Amrahi, Safek v'chashinim v'drabanan, or Safek, or chashinim v'drabanan, is a little bit complicated. It raises a very interesting question about Sveikos. Now, having said that,
how does the woman react to this Keller case? He said she could say that she had a chiyuv atzulam, but she didn't say anything.
I'm sorry? Are you still worried about this case?
About the Keller case.
We'll get back to it. I'm not sure what the question is. What's the question?
Well,
the Gemara's not sure whether or not...
You could have said that you have a chiyuv atzulam. So if I shouldn't be so...
We're trying to read her mind. We don't know whether when she says, thank you, that's, you know, kiddushin.
And he said,
so that's the question. That's also right. Okay. Anyways, why did I say that for the Rambam? I made the comment that for the Rambam, it's interesting, right? You know, but, you know, interesting and possibly ironic. Right? Oh, because the reason it's possibly ironic, depending on how you understand this here, is because of all people, the person who could have or should have had the least problem with the Gemara's formulation, Safek Huvach Hashina Midrabanan, you would have thought would be the Rambam. And some of the Nosa Kalim say it, some of them say it, though those two opposites be two opposite views. The Meiri picks up on this whole discussion, the Talmud Arajba. Some of them say, well, if you hold like the Rambam, and the Rambam here probably holds this way, then there's no problem. Because the Rambam, let me say what I'm saying. The Rambam holds generally, as is well known, it's a very rare shita, but it's the shita's a Rambam, that the din that Sveka Doraisa is the Chumra is itself only a din drabana. In a Torah, Sveka Doraisa is the Kula. So if you want to interpret the words Svekahi or Svekahu, the Chashina Midrabanan, the two of you hold like the Rambam, generally, yeah, that's probably the only, you know, shita in which this is not problematic. That's why I said ironic, because of all people who didn't need to change the Girsa to the Rambam, and yet he only says Svekahi. But I think that there can be two, that's why I said maybe ironic, because I think that there can be two approaches. And again, I'm not trying to make everybody's life more complicated. I just think this is what we have to be thinking about. One is that the Rambam didn't change the Girsa at all, and the Rambam is just applying, you know, what that Girsa means, but doesn't necessarily need to be articulated in Yad HaChazaka, because it's already been articulated in Yad HaChazaka in other places. In other words, the Rambam says Svekahi, right? And he means we're machmir midrabanan, which is what the Gemara says. But of all people, he's not the one, he doesn't need to spell it out here more than he needs to spell it out in other places where he says, he mentions this klal in a couple of places, that he holds it Svekah d'oraisa, l'chumra is a din drabanan. So does he have to repeat it in Nukas Ishas? In Nukas Ishas, it's enough for him to say, Sveikai. And we can fill in the words ourselves. And then there's no difference in the Girsa of the Gemara, and so on. So one of the Rishonim, when they quote this, again, without not in so many words, are kind of implying this. Okay. The problem with that is, is it true? It also could be the opposite. I mean, that the Rambam, could have, of all Rishonim, the most easily have interpreted the word Sveika v'Chayshin v'Drabanan. And the fact that he's not tells you that he thinks that either this particular Safek or Safek Kiddushin is different. Now, why might that be? So let's note the following. Number one, we've talked about this in other contexts when we talk about this Rambam. The Rambam doesn't think that every Sveika Daraisa of a Chumra is a Chumra Drabanan, right? Because there are some cases which are clearly Daraisa. There are a few cases in Yad HaKazaka clearly Daraisa. And the most obvious one is?
Safek
Tumah,
you say?
No, Safek Tumah is a little bit different. That might be a special din. But the din of Asham Talui. Right? The Torah says that you bring a Korban Asham Talui in a situation of Safek. So clearly that's Sveika Daraisa Chumra. Now the Rambam himself addresses this. And others, expand on and address it for him as well. There's a difference between, either way, there's a difference between Asham Talui and a typical Safek. You don't bring an Asham Talui on every Safek, right? You only bring a Safek, you only bring an Asham Talui when it's what we call Ikva Isura. What is Ikva Isura? Ikva Isura means the following. If I have a piece of, I just have this piece of meat on the table, right? Not this one, also. This piece of meat, and, right? We don't know what it is. There's a 50% chance that it's chaylev, right? And a 50% that it's shuman kosher, right? For whatever reason, those are the probabilities. And it's on the table, right? And then you ate it, So there's a 50% chance that you ate non-kosher food. You don't bring a korban asham talui in that case. However, according to the Rambam, actually, in that case, you might say, probably you'll say safek daraisa lekula. However, if you have two pieces of meat on the table, one of which is kosher and one of which is treif, and you ate one of them, and you're not sure which one you ate, that's called ikva isura. I mean, the isur is surely vada in front of you. Right? Even though it's the exact same 50% odds, from a mathematical point of view, there's no difference between these two cases. Right? But formally and structurally, as we've spoken, just like last year in Sanhedrin, right? So we talked about Tosis and Dav Gimel in Sanhedrin, who considers the possibility then rejects it. Is there a difference between Ruba de Issa Kamon and Ruba de Leisa Kamon? Let's say you have 10 pieces of whatever on the table. 9 are kosher, 1 is treif. Or 9 is treif and 1 is kosher, whatever. And they're all sitting on the table in front of you. That's called Ruba de Issa Kamon. Rov Shiyesh Lefanei. And then, what if you have one piece on the table, but we know again the history, and there's a 90% chance, right, that it is kosher. Or 90% chance that it's treif. Again, in those two cases, Ruba de Issa Kamon, Ruba de Leisa Kamon, the mathematical part of it is identical. As is something very close to Ikva Isura, Kavua. Right? We know the halacha. Kol Kavua kemachza amachza dam. If you have a suffake whether or not a particular piece of meat came from one of the 9 kosher butcher shops, or it came from the one treifa one, and it was, you could identify it in its place. We just don't know what that place was. That's called kavua, and we say about that called kavua kemachzal machzadam. We treat it like a 50-50 safek. But if you find it a piece in the street, and you know that it only could have gotten there from either, one of the 9 kosher butcher shops or from the treif one, so again, it's exactly the same probability. But that's called, you know, nimtza or something like that. And that is not under a parish, really. You know, we say called a parish. Miruba parish. We don't say kokabu kamatza mapta. But the point I'm trying to make is that there are a lot of distinctions in the world of suffolk, rove, chazaka, etc., that have nothing to do with mathematical probability, where the mathematical probability is identical. In some cases, the mathematical probability is more compelling and we ignore it, right? And less compelling and we apply it. Not so many cases. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, this is mysticism or that the probability doesn't mostly play a role. It does. But the point is there are formal elements, you know, in addition. So if the Rambam already agrees that there are stakos that are l'chumra, we kind of have to figure out, you know, what the rules are. So it would be very intriguing, right, for us to say that really the Rambam generally holds veka d'oraisa l'chumra is drabanan, but when it comes to safek kedushin, right, that we're more machmir. The opposite of what the Ran was saying. The Ran was saying, typically we say Sveika Doraisa L'chumra, but because of the Cheskas Pnuya, we should treat the Cheskas Pnuya like Cheskas Mamon. And is the Rambam saying the opposite? That normally we say L'kula, but when it comes to Sveik Erva is treated like Ikva Isura? Ooh, that's interesting. Right? So that's one. I mean, just to expand a little bit more, you know, everybody agrees that there are certain areas of halacha where we're makel, and everybody agrees that there are certain areas of halacha. I'm talking about the deraisa level now, where we are machmir. The machmir is the example we just had, Ashim Talui, and maybe there are others in the Rambam as well, and maybe this is one of the other ones. There are also areas where clearly we are makel, right? Even d'oraisa, for example, halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel. So where the dinei avelus are all drabanan, you might say that that's midin sveka drabanan lakula, or even something more specific, but in that regard. However, as the Ramban points out in Taras Adam, there appear to be cases of sufek avel which might be a sufek d'oraisa. For example, if you hold Yom Rishon, Yom Biso Kvuras, Daraisa, the Dine Avelus, so if you have some Safek then, on the first day, Yom Biso Kvura, and the Nihugim, the ones that are Daraisa, that's a Safek Daraisa, you should say L'chomra. Do we still say Halacha Kedivrei Hamekel Ba'avel? So some Rishonim say no. But the Ramban in Taurus Adam says maybe we still say it. And he has a fascinating explanation, where he talks about, you know, Avelus is a kind of, part of the dinim of Avelus, this is very consistent with the way the Rav used to describe Avelus, is like the Agmas Nefesh, or the experience of Avel, you know, of sadness that you feel. And the Ramban is a terrific line, and one line in Taurus Adam, where he says that, you know, if you're not really sure, you know, about your obligation, right, that kind of undercuts that sense of etzev and agmas nefesh. Like you're not really sure? May depend what the safek is. Or for example, a less controversial one even, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, right, that mamzer vadai velo mamzer safek. It's a very complicated halacha, not such a davar pashut either, but the Gemara seems to say that in order for a mamzer to be disqualified from Knisa L'Kahal, we have to really know that he's a mamzer. We don't place Safek mamzer, Doraisa, L'chumra, and there's an Isser Knisa L'Kahal. Indeed, this was the biggest raya that the Rajba and the Ran cited against the Shita Sarama. They say, oh, you see from the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin, that Safek mamzer is L'kula, because it's a special din of mamzer vadai velo Safek. And clearly that's a special Xeris HaKasuv, that is something, in other words, that is an exception. So obviously the regular, you don't need to have an exception if the regular din wasn't Sveika D'oraisa L'chumra. Right? Now what does the Rambam say? Does the Rambam think that Safek Mamzer or Mamzer Safek Belavadai is the paradigm, not an exception? Maybe, that's how some people suggest. Or does the Rambam think that Mamzer Safek, right? Or that the din of Mamzer Vadai Velo Safek is the din Vadai, and therefore does every, typically when we say Safek Daraisa, L'chumra is a drabanan, we're saying it's a drabanan b'taras Safek. Not that, I mean, we're not saying that Safek Daraisa is Vadai L'hakel, we're saying it's a Safek and b'taras Safek or Mekel, Minat Torah. Maybe in Mamzer, we're saying more, and that's why you need a limud. Maybe in Mamzer, we're saying Mamzer Vadai below Safek, that if it's a Safek, we don't even have a Safek. The Raisa. I'll give you one more, just to... since it's very timely, right? And that is the famous question of the Rishonim about Sfiras HaOmer. Right? The question, and really what we started before, because you asked me, right, is which day is Yom HaAtzmaut? Is it today or was it yesterday? And then I added, well, you know, what if it's, you know, Safek? Should you be Mekel in both or should you be Machmir in both? Right? So when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, you know, the famous question of the Rishonim, Baal HaMor and others, they say, well, if you have Sfek in the Yoma, so maybe you should count Sfira, right? You know, every day with 2 days. So some people say Sfek Drabanan Lekulav is my name. It's Drabanan. Okay, that helps if Sfiras HaOmer is only Drabanan, which is the view of the Baal HaTosis. But the Rambam, for example, in Hilchos Tamida Nemusafim, it's a very fascinating thing, right? The Rambam counts Sfiras HaOmer in Hilchos Tamida Nemusafim. He deals with it in Tamida Nemusafim, and yet he's the one who thinks that the Sfira Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa. Right? We're not going to discuss the full implications of that right now. But that's an interesting phenomenon. So somebody like the Rambam who thinks that Sfiras HaOmer is Daraisa, so how come we're not so fair, you know, Misafek? So there are many answers given to that question. And one of them, the famous answer that they say in the name of the Dvar Avram, is based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says about Maiser Behema. Gemara says that if you have a question, which is the tenth animal, you know, they put the animals through this process, you know, to try to identify number 10. So the Gemara says that if one of them jumps into the, what jumps after number 7, we'll say he jumps back into the thing, so then it puts everything in Safek, because you're never really sure whether the 10 is really a 10, or maybe he's really a 9, because it's the same one. So then, you know, the whole thing is messed up. Why? Because Asiri Vadai Amar Achmana, right? Velo Asiri Safek. So the Dvar Avram, right, said, oh, what you see from here. Now, the truth is, this is a big Kiddush too, although it's a very logical Kiddush, and it really hit it big. People really quote it a lot. You could say it's a special din of Maaser Behema, and the way that Maaser Behema works. But the way that the Dvar Avram said is, you see that whenever there's a din of minyan, whenever there's a count, right, a count by definition has to be decisive. Has to be a vadai. A siri, right, vadai, v'lo safek, teaches you a din in minyan. And therefore, since Sfiras HaOmer is a minyan, if one just say, oh, tonight is the fourth or maybe the fifth, right, it's like a stira, minei obey. It's like I wanted to say about, you know, Yom Kippur, you know, why there's no... the whole discussion, why shouldn't we be makfir Sfek in the Yom of Yom Kippur? So, you know, were they, when they really had a Sfek about Kiddush HaChodesh? It's an interesting question. But at least on a Drabbana level, even though once we know, so is it just the issue of the Bikuach Nefesh? So I always like to say that, you know, because Achas Pashana, maybe Yom Kippur is such a singular day, I'm very into this theme, so, you know, in a way, to have two Yom Kippurs is to destroy both of them. You know, that's kind of the idea of Asiri Vadai Velo Safek, or Sfiras HaOmer has to be Vadai Velo Safek. So all I'm trying to show with all this is that even the Rishonim who think that typically Sfeika Daraisa is l'chumra, will agree that there are some categories of halakha which are undermined b'safek. Safek doesn't work. Other things too. Bechor. Right? A bechor benachala, you know, b'safek, according to the Gemara says the following, in Kuf Chav Zayin above Basra. The Gemara says, let's say you have two babies, right? And one is a bechor, the other is a pashut, and they get mixed up in the hospital. I know today that could never happen, right? Right. But no one's saying right. But okay. So the Gemara says, if hukru will of a sof nisabru, nisarvu, sorry, meaning there was a second where, you know, when the baby came out, you know, so the baby was identified as the bakor. And then, you know, these two, you know, little infants, whatever, newborns, you know, were playing in the crib together, and they, you know, but, you know, then everybody forgot who was who.
Right? Parents and Zara.
Could happen, right? Yeah, excellent. They're probably twinsies. Identical. So if that's the case, if it's hukru, l'besof, this arvu, so then what they can do is they can get together. Let's say there are more children. That's the whole point, right? There are more children. There are five other siblings after that. So the top two can make some financial agreement among themselves. Mimanishak. They can write Kosvin Harsha Zulazu and Shalom Al Yisrael. Meaning between them they'll get, you know, a Bechora and a Pashut, and they'll split it any way they want. However, says the Gemara, if lo hukru mitchila, if there was never a moment where we really identified this child as a bechor, the suffix was made tchila, the harsha won't work. Wow. That's even more than the din of, till now we're talking about suffix, you know, lakula, suffix, lachumra. Here I'm saying something a little bit even more. There are some halachos where, without a din vadai, right? You vadai don't have the halacha. That's a prerequisite for the halacha. I think that these are all stature or status halachos. Okay? It could be the same about, you know, make or mekalalaviv, the relationship of father and son, can't be through a miman of shach, and so on. So the point I'm trying to make is, just getting back, I guess we'll stop in like, we said we'll go through the post-marit. Do we have another, we have another 5 minutes, right? So, basically, what I'm trying to suggest is that in this issue of Sveikahu b'chayshinu b'drabanan, just to sum up, we have a strange usage. We have three girsos, or three formulations, Rambam Safek, the Rif Chayshinu b'drabanan, the text in the Gemara, Safek b'chayshinu b'drabanan, which the Ran and others are working hard, laboring hard to try to explain. The Ran goes on to discuss whether Safek Kiddushin, Doraisa, which normally would be L'chumra, is maybe L'kula because of Cheskas Pnuya, but he's bothered by the evidence of the Rif from Rotz Kelev Achreha. I suggested that maybe the Rif is just has a whole different Shita here, L'shitaso. The Avne Miluim tries to mechalik between Rotz Achreha, different cases. We'll maybe get back to that. Within the view of the Rif itself, we have the machlokas between the Ran and the Shita Lodalami, whether it's the Amira is Ma'akeves, Doraisa, and the Chashash is the need for a get, for the Rishon, or the opposite, the Shita Lodalami, that the Amira is certainly not Ma'akev Doraisa, it's a good Kiddushim Doraisa, and the Chashinim Darbanan is on the second Kiddushim, meaning the person who comes afterwards, etc. Either way, then there's within the, that's within the view of the Rif. Then the Ran was the effort within the Girsa that we have in the Gemara. And then within the view of the Rambam, there's something else to talk about, and that is, well, maybe the Rambam just doesn't have any problem whatsoever and dropped the words Chayshin B'Rabbanan, not because he thinks that they're wrong, but because he thinks that they're obvious. Namely, the Rambam L'shitaso, that Sveika D'Raisa L'Chumra is only a Din Rabbanan. Or something maybe more intriguing, and is that he dropped those words because even though he normally does think, even he who thinks that Sveika Drabana, Daraisa, Lechumra is only a Dindrabanan, thinks that Safek Kiddushin, Safek Erva, is min haTorah. And then I'm just trying to follow up by pointing out that everybody, even the people who think Sveika Lakula, think that sometimes we're machmir. I'm giving the example of Ashim Talui, a few other things in the Rambam, and so on. And even those people who say typically Safek L'chumra agree that when it comes to some areas of halacha, we are mekel, where you need a badai status or status or stature. Things like mamzer, things like bechor, things like the Haggadah of Sfira, and so on. Okay. Having said all of this, and having only 2 more minutes left, so we are also left with a very interesting argument between the Shita L'Nodalami and the Ram. Namely, the Ram thinks that according to the Rif, Amira Dida, is Ma'akeves, right, Doraisa, and the Shita L'Nodalami says, not at all. So in the Shita L'Nodalami, when he says that, he adds a bit of an explanation. He says, after all, why should it be Ma'akeves? Where does the Torah say anything about the requirement of an Amira? It's a pretty good question. Right? So does it or doesn't it? That's the question. Meaning, the Torah says ki yikach, and certainly, narrowly translated, right? Well, I mean, ki yikach ish isha just means that he takes the initiative, he's the one who does the maisa kiddushin. He does the kiddushin. At minimum, if we had our druthers, right, if we were just, you know, speculating without any other information, I think we would all agree that at minimum, that means the Nesina. Right? Does it also mean the Amira? And if it does mean the Amira, is that because the Amira plays an important role, a positive important role in the Ishus? Or is it because she can't, anything she does detracts from this emphasis that he's the Konen, she's the Makke? In other words, is it that any action, component has to be his initiative, or can't be her initiative? Those also could be two different things, but they're very similar. Or is it because really Amira is playing a role in the Ishus? So for example, the Shita L'Nodalami is pretty much saying two things. Number one, objectively, right, Amira is not part of Kicha. You can't compare Nesina and Amira, right? He's saying basically, Amira is Birur. It's just to clarify what's going on. It serves a pragmatic function, but it's not an intrinsic component of the Kiddusha. That's assumption number one of the Shita L'Nodalami and others. I'm just using Shita L'Nodalami because it's convenient for now. Number two is, he seems to be saying, and things that are not core components, defining components of the Maisa Kiddushin, right, are not problematic in terms of the role reversal. In other words, in terms of her taking or him not taking the initiative. Now, is that a reasonable position? Sure. A very reasonable position. The question is, the Cholkin, those who say, like the Ran in the Rif, that Amira is certainly Ma'akeves, or the first day in the Gemara that says that, what are they really thinking? Are they arguing on assumption number one? Namely, what they're saying is that Amira is a core component in the Ishus. In which case, where does it come from? Oh, it would be, like you said, included in Ki Yikach. But then you have to wonder, so apparently its role is more than to clarify. Why is Amira, more than clarifying, important here? Does that, I'll tell you what I think, because we don't want to spend too much time on this topic, we only want to get in some ideas though, is that part of the Yitziras Chalosa Ishus? Like, you don't have this in other Kenyanim. Like, if I were to buy a field, or a watch, right? There's no din of Amira, clearly. But maybe Ishus is different, because, you know, it's not acquisition, it's Yitziras Achalo. We're creating a new category and relationship. We're actually building something from scratch. We're creating halachic kalos. Maybe part of that is the formula of the Amira. Now, the problem with it is because we also know there can be cases of Kiddushin where there's no Amira. Asuka Bosoinya, which is the next Gemara in Vavmed Aleph, unless you want to say that Asuka Bosoinya is the equivalent of Amira. Right? So that becomes part of the story here, too. That's one way to look at it. I'm sorry, you were asking a question.
I'm saying it's transforming the touchstone of Kicho, Kicho, which never mentioned at all.
Are you saying that you don't have it in DNA Maimonides? How could you have it in Kiddush? Well, so the answer is because it plugs back in to... It's a very good question what you're asking. I mean, if we're learning out from Sada, how can we want... That's kind of what the Shidol Noda Lemi says. Shidol Noda says, we'll learn it from Sada. Right? I'm going to bring in the language next time. We learn it out from Sada. There's no such thing in Sada. Right? The answer would be, you know, it's a kind of like Dun Mina Vyuka Biatra, Dun Mina Mina, meaning how much are we learning from Sada? Right? Just the mode of Kenyan. But we all understand that a Sada is a Cheptza, an Isha is a Gavra. Here it's a relationship. It's Yitzirus HaChalos. You don't need any Kiyum for a Sada either, but you need any Kiyum for Isha. Right? So too, maybe Amira is like Ede Kiyum, is something that, you know, gives that, you know, stature to this kingdom. So it's a very good question, but I think that's one approach. The second approach, that would be the most intriguing one, of course. The second approach would be to say, Inochami, Kicha means Zasina, all things being equal, but Kicha has a double meaning. On the one hand, Kicha Chishisha means Zasina. And that's the core. And Amira is more clarification oriented. However, Kiyikach does something else. By telling us Kiyikach, velo kitikach, velo kitilokach, it tells us that whatever mechanisms are going to be employed, they have to still conform with the initiative, response, active, passive, kone, makne model. Right? That might be the answer. This is what we want to look at. So for example, just on some of these questions for food for thought, and he'll stop, would be, think of two cases, there are more, but two cases to think about. Three cases to think about. Number one, shtar. Right? Kiddushei shtar. Do you need Amira or not? An interesting question, which we'll talk about next week.
Amira's in the shtar.
Is it? That might be, if you don't need it, you might say, you don't need it, but you have it. But I'm asking, maybe you even need it, despite the fact that it's in the shtar. That would be more sensational. Why are you so dismissive?
Because
you're saying it's inconceivable. You're saying it's inconceivable.
Yeah.
Is it inconceivable that you could have a mirror?
Well, you don't need
so they all point out that there seems to be a stira. There seems to be a stira between Rashi in the Mishnah, right, which says, one second. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Alpha Pishen, Shtar Kosovo, and your Alpha Pishen, Shavaput, Hari, Mukudeshes, no mention of Amira. But the one on the Rif, if you go back this now to Aleph Omen Aleph in the Dapia Rif, what?
Is that really Rashi?
They say it's an earlier, it's a different version of Rashi. Yeah, it's a Madura of Rashi. Aisha Niknes, Begimel Drachim, ba 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 ba, Bekesev, Shtar, Shekosev Al Nyar, Afa Bishem, Shavaputa, Aram Kadashasi, Venosin Law, the Omerke. We have another Rishonim also. We also have in Gittin. It's interesting to note, also to think, whether you want to be Mechalik between Gittin and Kedusha. You know, it's a similar Shtar Kedusha, in other words. So that's one thing. Shtar and Get, would they require Amira, even though what you're pointing out is correct? I mean, you're saying, even if you do require Amira, and even if Amira is more than clarification, maybe the Ksiva is Kedibur. So let's assume the Ksiva is not Kedibur, and that you don't need clarification, then it would be a huge Kedush. That's one. Second, what about cases where you don't need clarification because what's happening is quite obvious? Do you still need his Amira, for example? Or, and is it a bother to have her Amira? Let's say, Gemara later on has the case, on Zion ben Aleph, she says to him, Tain mona leploni v'akadosh ani lach. Give my neighbor, right, give my brother, whoever, money, and in lieu of the kesef kiddushin, I'll marry you. Right? So she initiates. Now if he responds by doing it, sounds like he's agreed. Do you need Amira, his Amira, in that case? A, is that a problem of her amira? Meaning there's no problem there in terms of, that's typically if I give, if it's nasan hu v'amrahi in the order, like I give her the thing, and then she says, oh, I'm so happy to be your wife, right? For all we know, he was giving her
a matana,
right? So, and then, you know, now he's flustered, or he can't believe his good luck, or he's too embarrassed to embarrass her, whatever it is. But if she says, Tein mar leploni v'kadosh ani lach, and he does it, so that's a second case. That's a discussion of the Rishonim on Zayin Amud Aleph. A third case, we mentioned, if there's no amira, but there's oskim ba'oso inyan, they're negotiating, you know, the shiduchim, and then all of a sudden he gives her the, you know, the Gemara says how, you know, are they oskim ba'oso inyan, manian linya, whatever it is, v'asachas, whatever it is, the Gemara involved out, that's fine. But what if it's nasan hu, v'amra he, after oskim ba'oso inyan? It seems like we have the birur taken care of, but we also have amirasa. So if the point of oskim bosin is that it's considered an amira, you know, it may have been undone by her amira, so that also is a machlokas or rishon. Those are three cases. There are a few more, just in terms of the rishon. So we'll investigate this more next time. Also, we still have to go back to the question of the missing case, nos lehiv amar hu, which the Rif and the Rambam say is, and the Rajba say, is definitely no good, and the Bali Tosa say is lo psika milsa. Okay.